Hello, Polly.
Hi Carol, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking the time to ring in and share your experience with everyone. I believe that
It's a
you,
pleasure.
I don't believe, I know that you took part in some trials in Monaco with Dr.
That's
Depardieu.
right.
One of the parts of the trial was actually healing the blood. After it had been taken out, I healed the blood from Spain to Monaco, and then it was tested, wasn't it, over there in the lab?
Yes. What we did, obviously we did two different ways with you there. We did it when you were in Spain, for absent healing. And so what I wanted to do with him, we took the blood out and sent it to the lab, and we kept the other vial with us in the clinic, and you then healed it, and then after the healing, that was sent off to the lab as well. And because I wanted to see before and after healing, because obviously I know there's a difference, but doctors like to have these things down in black and white so that they can see the results, but they can't actually see, they need to get their head around things. So this is what we did, and he actually couldn't really he couldn't explain the results. The blood was different. My blood was healthier in the second lot than it was in the first. It has improved. The platelets have increased, and it was generally better. And he said, I don't know how to explain this. So, which is good. And obviously we then did the same thing when you were there in the clinic with me, and again did the same thing. And once again, we sent the blood off after you'd healed it, and again it was different. And in fact, that time, I think, I don't remember whether it was the absent healing or the healing when you were there, but on one of the occasions, the actual blood had changed in a way that it wasn't supposed to change. She was like, "Well, blood doesn't change like that." And I said, "Well, I think it has." So it was quite funny. And obviously, you can't explain these things, but you can see when your face is improving that clearly it has made quite a difference.
So what did you think that Dr. Depardieu, thought, of the results all the way round, of the trial and everything? Do you think, what do you think?
Well, he's very interested in the whole process anyway, but I think having done a number of different trials with him there, the last time that we did the absent healing, he actually said to me that my skin had improved, and he could tell by the way when he was putting the needle into my face to put the platelet-rich plasma back in, he said that my skin was more elastic. It had more plasma, more, no, not more plasma, more, my skin was more elastic. It had better, it was softer, it was plumper, and he said that it had improved greatly. So,
Uh,
that
you
was
were
good.
there also, weren't you, when another lady had hers done. You saw,
Yes.
and what was the difference? Can you remember? I know it's hard to remember all the different things, but there were changes there because they you had to use two different names, didn't you? Because you.
Yes, I did. That was one of the original tests that we did, and the particular blood bank that we used then were a little funny. So we had to use two different names. Obviously, it was the same person, and again, the blood had changed, which he found quite extraordinary. But you know, you can't argue with what comes back from the blood bank. You know, they're from the laboratory, because it's fact. You know, what comes out of the test tube is what comes out of the test tube.
Well, that's it.
And it was different. It was different. So.
So if
healthier.
Any
her blood was actually, I think, more fluid. It was less sticky after the healing. It had more movement in it, more flow, which is obviously better. And also another thing that he noticed with mine is he said that I had more oxygen in it, because the colour, he said, was very much brighter. It looked healthier. And the first time that happened, he said it might be because of the time of day. But the next time that we did it, actually, it was a part of the day when actually it shouldn't have looked better, and it did.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because sometimes people say, you know, at certain times of the day that you get more oxygen in your blood
anyway.
Exactly. And so
exactly.
So,
well, this is why it was quite interesting.
I'm glad you said
that. That it was, in fact, at the wrong part of the day, and it was looking better. So yeah.
Overall, I do believe also that you had it in your hairline as well, didn't you?
I've had it in a number of different areas, but one place that I wanted to do it, I'd been through quite a sort of a stressful time in my life, and I'd noticed that my hairline, particularly on one side, was the hair was getting thinner. So I thought I would see, because there's been a lot of trials done on platelet-rich plasma and hair growth. So I thought, well, if it's going to be energized as well, it's got to be even better. And in fact, my hairdresser couldn't really believe it, because my hair, I've got all this baby hair all around my hairline now, which is great.
Well, it makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, my hair now has come back completely. It's very much better.
So Dr. Depardieu then was quite enthusiastic. I think he said that he wanted to follow through with some more trials, didn't he?
Yes, he does. He does definitely want to do more. And there are several different trials being written up in Spain and also in France on various platelet-rich plasma trials, you know, to do with the hair, to do with, you know, different areas of the body. And he's very interested in you know, doing more work, because I think he's seen more of a difference in me than he has in other people doing different experiments, obviously, where you're energizing it. And obviously, I mean, we know that it's got to be a much greater a result having it energized with your energy than it is to not have it done with, you know, just to have it taken out and then put back in again.
I've been on about this PRP, as they call it now, for 15 years, but you remember you were one of the first ones also to have it done in London. Do you remember when you went to your acupuncture and they said, where have you been? Because all your pulses were up. Do you remember?
Yes. Yeah. And I'd had it done, and they couldn't quite understand what was going on. Yeah.
Well, you've been to Spain as well, haven't you, Polly?
I have. The doctor in Spain puts back the blood in a different, slightly different way. God, now what's it called?
The plasma.
No. The method.
Mesotherapy, is it? I can't remember now.
The doctor in Spain actually uses the mesotherapy technique with a single needle, not the roller, but with a single needle, to put the plasma, the energized plasma, back in. And that's very interesting, because I think you get more into the area than you do, in fact, when you're using the gun. which is another method that we've been.
I think each doctor has got their own, you know, preference.
They all
really
have their different methods, exactly, yeah, the different way that they like to do it. But obviously, from our point of view, the most important thing is to get your energized plasma, or my plasma and your energy, back into the face in a quick and pain-free manner as you can, to bring life back to the face. And at the end of the day, that's what everybody wants. You know, you want to be looking young and youthful in as natural a way as possible.
Well, I think that this is the medicine, if you call it medicine. I think this is the way forward for the future, because, you know, people now are more and more and more not wanting things in their body that's not natural. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
They're not as quick to do it now. It's sort of that, there's more and more research and more people looking into, well, the body's way of healing itself, if you like.
Yes. Also, I think people are realizing that when you're putting Botox or fillers into your face and your face is not moving, it has to be killing off the area because you're not getting any flow. Whereas when you're having energy, put clean energy, put back into the area, it's not only is it getting stimulated collagen.
Collagen.
Not only are you getting the collagen stimulated from the needle, but you're getting your skin totally re-energized from the healing.
Some people might say, well, you know, then anyone can heal it then. But what would you say to that?
Well, there are many different people out there that claim that they can heal. But I think, actually, if you think back to many years ago when you went to Japan and actually were wired up like a guinea pig yourself and tested, you know, not many people firstly would do that because it puts you completely on the spot. But, you know, we know that your energy is, one, strong, two, it works, and it's a clean energy that you understand how to use, because it's all very well having that gift, but a lot of people don't understand all the boundaries around it and how you can actually misuse giving people so-called healing when actually they, you know, they might not be getting good healing. So, you know, I think to have it healed by you, who has been certified as a proper healer, has got to be, you know, I mean, I certainly wouldn't be healed by anybody else.
Well, thank you for trusting me and sharing your story. I know you do trust me. And we don't know where this is going to end. We don't know what's coming next, do we? We don't know what we're going to be doing.
We don't. But we still have many areas that we can work on, and lots of possibilities and things that are, you know, that are working in the pipeline. So it's very exciting.
It is exciting. Well, I'll let you go off and have your lunch.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up again.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
That's
and,
okay.
Good luck for the door.
Thank you.
See you again soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's so difficult. This, I mean,